We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf and Dalim. We're starting at top of the Amud. Torah Rabbanim. Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Le'adim. There are seven things that are covered in people. Hashem Dafka made it that people should not be able to realize these things. Elohein Yom Misa. A person doesn't know when he's going to die. And Yom HaNachama. A person does not know when his daigus will end. The only way to end his daigus is to have Petachon Hashem. That's the end of daigus. You don't have to know when your daigus end. But Oymek Hadin, a person doesn't know Oymek Hadin, Tupshat Marashi, either means he doesn't know how to paskin. Paskin is very hard. Well, number two is that Oymek Hadin La'asid, everything, when it comes to the next world, what we get done and what not, is Oymek Hadin, we don't understand it. You don't know what your friend's thinking. You don't know what you make money on. You have no idea. Like Masha says, if you knew what you make money on, it'll be a lot of hoarding going on. Everyone, let's say, you know, the fidget spinners make money. Everyone would get no fidget spinners left in the world. Everyone would be hoarding them to make money on it. So therefore, in the day of my mistaker, Umachus based David Mosai tax. We don't know when Malchus based David come back. Umachus chayeves Mosai tichla. When will Malchus Raimi get destroyed? Could be destroyed already, but at that time we don't know when. Tanu Rabbanan. Three things Hashem thought of creating, and Itaka created it. But even if Hashem didn't have the Machshava before he created it, he would have created it anyway, because he needed it for the world's kiyum. What are the three things? That a dead person should get decomposed, because if not, the people will keep them around, the Kroivim, because they don't want to do with it. And the tzara would stay forever. So therefore, it says bracha that the mace gets decomposed. Another thing Hashem was going to say is that the mace should get forgotten from the life, because it would be very painful if you didn't forget. And tfuah that gets spoiled. Because if not, the balibatim, all the rich people, would hoard all the food, and the whole world would have hunger. This way, they can't hoard it. They got to give it out, because it gets spoiled. Also, it's just thing as currency, also, is a key for the world. Exactly what this thing that the Ben Yehuda learns. The word is that without currency, the world runs with a kind. Now, currency doesn't make sense a lot of times. Why is a dollar worth a dollar? It's a piece of paper. But because the Melech decided that that's called money, it's called money. That alone is a gzera min shemayim that this should work. If you think about it, it wouldn't always make so much sense. But it's because of gzera min shemayim, that's why money works. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, back to things of Mokum Shinagu. Mokum Shinagu lasis malacha b'tishabav. In a place where the minig is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, that means we know that Tisha B'Av has five inuyim: inala wash, inala eat, inala drink, tashma mita wearing shoes, inala do that on Yom Kippur. What about malacha on Yom Kippur? So that didn't make a gzeira, even though there's a makom to do that. Why? Because Tisha B'Av is avelos. On avel is not allowed to do work. You're not allowed to work for money. Not allowed to work. But still, they weren't guys of that. It's only telling a minig. So in a minig where they don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. In a minig where they do malacha, oisim. Makom shnagos loy la'asas malacha. The minig is not do malacha, in oisim. They don't do work on Tisha B'Av. Uvachom makom, in any case, Talmud Chacham, the minicham betalim, the minicham should not do work. Why? It's right for them to understand the chasaron of the Beis HaMikdash and not to do work. A person is allowed to make himself a Talmud Chacham in this case, and it's not mechzi ki ura. You know, a guy's going to say, I have to work on Tisha B'Av, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, I don't look like a big shot. No. You're allowed to make yourself like a Talmud Chacham on this day. This is the only time. But on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to make yourself a Talmud Chacham. Amash Mu. Ain Tainis Tzibur B'Bavel. Now, Tainis Tzibur means over here, in the days in Eretz Yisrael, when they didn't have rain, they made something called Tainis Tzibur. Tainis Tzibur was more common than regular Tainis that we have. Tainis Tzibur, first of all, started Meba'od Yoyim, which means it started before the night. It was a full 24 hours, the Tainis Tzibur. And also, they didn't do Malacha on a Tainis Tzibur. So Shmuel says, "Ain't Tainis Tzibur Bavel, Ella Tisha B'Av Avad." There's no Tainis Tzibur in Bavel besides for Tisha B'Av, which sounds like that on Tisha B'Av, first of all, you have to stop eating before the night, and number two, it's Aser B'Malacha. Now, that's two things he was mashed. He said, "Lememra," so it's mashed. But the Sava Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmashu Shloi Aser. It sounds like he's saying that even Ben Hashmashu is Aser. Because just like with Tainis Tzibur, Machban and Safik, and even Ben Hashmash is the night before, you can't eat already. So on Tisha B'Av also, that's what sounds like from Shmuel. Freit Demara, V'Amma Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmash is Shloi Mutter. Shmuel said Tisha B'Av is Mutter Ben Hashmash. So how can you say that it's similar to Tainis Tzibur? B'chitem K'sav Shmuel called Tainis Tzibur Ben Hashmash is Shloi Mutter. And he'll say, even a Tainis Tzibur for rain also is Mutter Ben Hashmash. V'Nan T'nan, We learned in the Mishnah, Oichlim v'shoisim b'idyoim. When it comes to a tainis sibur, which is tainis for rain, you have to eat everything from when it's day, before the night. L'mutim, I love l'mutim v'neshmashis. Isn't it coming to l'fukim v'neshmashis? So it's a Mishnah that says tainis sibur l'osu v'neshmashis. So then Shmuel can't argue that. So we're loyal l'mutim v'shechashaycha. No, that Mishnah is saying that it has to start from dark. So right now we're saying like this. Shmuel really holds that Tisha B'Av is mutter ben hashmashes, like he speaks out. What did he mean that Tisha B'Av is like Tanis Sibur? He meant that it starts by the night. And by Tanis Sibur also, it starts by the night. That's when the fast starts. Now, Tosfos asks about Malacha. He says that Tisha B'Av is not also a Malacha. Why is Rashi saying Tisha B'Av is like Tanis Sibur, got Malacha also? So his answer is, Tavtais is, Hakkama, in Tainis Sibur Bava, fill up Makkum Shaloy Nogalas Malacha. He's saying, even in a place where don't do Malacha on Tainis, the only Tainis that's like that is Tisha B'Av. So, the Gemara, name is the Eli. Let's bring a Raya to Shmuel that Bein HaShmashos is Mutter to eat on Tisha B'Av. So, I'll bring you a Raya. It says in Braisa, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim, El Shazas Veka Asad Zas Veka Mutter. The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is Bein HaShmashos. That this one, Bein HaShmashos Asad. And Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShmashos, means the night before, in twilight, it's Mutter. Mais Veka Mutter, La Bein HaShmashos. So it's a Raya to Shmuel that Bein HaShmashos of Tisha B'Av is Mutter. So Amar Eloi, no, that's not what it means. Sveka Mutter means something else. Kudom Rav Sheshav, Reid Rav Idi, L'Kviya D'Yarcha. How can I have L'Kviya D'Yarcha? Rav Sheshav Reid answered later on, L'Kviya D'Yarcha. Here also, we're talking about L'Kviya D'Yarcha, which Rashi learns means that Yom Kippur, if you have a Sofik, you have to have 2 days Sofik. You have to have 2 days Yom Kippur. That means Sveka D'Yoyma, according to Rashi, sounds like Al Sveka D'Yoyma, you need 2 days Yom Kippur. But Tisha B'Av, you don't have 2 days. Frank Tosfos, we never make 2 days Yom Kippur. So Tosfos answers that the case of Sveka is, let's say someone's in the Midbar, he's not sure when is Yom Kippur, he has to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. Masha Inkein, Tisha B'Av, you only have to keep 1 day. So that's what it means. Ein bein Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, that's Sveka also, that's Sveka Mutter. Rashi also speaks out. What do you mean there's no difference in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur besides that? You know, Tisha B'Av doesn't get karas, Yom Kippur gets karas. He says it means lechatchila about what you're allowed to do, and not pshat on the Eved. That's what he speaks out. Dorash Rava. Uberes uminikos misanos umeshlimis boy on Tisha B'Av, or Uberes uminikos have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Kederach misanos umeshlimis yom kippurim, just like yom kippurim. That's Rav Darshan. Uberes uminikos has to fast on Tisha B'Av. Ubein hashmashos shloy also, and bein hashmashos of Tisha B'Av is also, and not like Shmuel. Rechen Omros Reid Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says the same thing. So you have Rav and Rav Yechanan both say that Ben HaShmashos and Yom Kippur, which is how we paskin, is also to eat. It means Ben HaShmashos was the night before Yom Kippur. Mir Rav Yechanan Hachi, Rav Yechanan say that Ben HaShmashos is also, but Rav Yechanan, Tisha B'Av ain't a Ketanah Sibur, Tisha B'Av is not like Ketanah Sibur. My lab isn't that regarding the Ben HaShmashos. That Ketanah Sibur, you have to be Machmei Ben HaShmashos, Tisha B'Av not. Lo, it means a Malacha. Which means that Ketanah Sibur is also a Malacha, but Rav Yechanan says Tisha B'Av is not also a Malacha. Break the Gemara, Malacha Tanina. Malacha is a first Mishnah. It says, in our Mishnah, Malkam Shinagu Lassim Malacha, where Betisha B'Av, Oisim. Malkam Shinagu Lassim, Ain Oisim. But Phil receiving a meal, even if a meal argues, Loy Amel the Chiyav, Loy Oved, if you, Yosef Loy Oved, if you sit and you don't do Malacha, Le Mechse Ki Ura. It doesn't look like a Balgaiva, a Mesil Loy Osir. He doesn't ask either. So how could we say that the Brisa means to say? That Rav Yechanan means to say that Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur Gam Malacha. That's in first Mishnah that there's no Issa Malacha. And so Elamai means the guy Ben HaShmashos. So it's Shver Ashtira Rav Yechanan. Tomorrow says no. Ella, what he means like this: My Enik Tainis Sibur LeTfila Sneila. It means Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur. It means Tainis Sibur has Neila. And Tainis Sibur used to say Daven Neila, but not on Tisha B'Av. There's no Neila on Tisha B'Av. In fact, tomorrow, what's wrong with Neila on Tisha B'Av? Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan holds you're allowed to daven the whole day. There's no problem davening a bunch of shmoneshes the whole day. So tomorrow, call him kula. There were hasam chayva, hacha reshus. There on Tainis Sibur, it's a chayva daven ila. On Tisha B'Av, if you want, you could daven, but it's not a chayva. So that's what it means. Ain't no Tainis Sibur means there's no chayva like a Tainis Sibur. Another teretz, v'boy yisema, my ain't a Tainis Sibur leesim va'arba. On the Tainis Sibur, you used to make 6 extra brachas for Shemoneh Esrei. It was 18 brachas plus 6, altogether 24. So that's what's saying, Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur, there's no din 24 brachas. Rav Papa, Amamai, Einoi, Ketainis Sibur, Einoi, Kirishoinois. What it means, Fakir, we say a Chumrah. Tisha B'Av is not like a Ta'ina Sivu, which means it's not like the other three Ta'ina Sivim. It's like, which is Mutta Ben HaShmashas. It's like the Ta'ina Sivu, it's Elika Achroinos. It's not like Rishonis, Elika Achroinos. The halacha is that when you fast for rain, the first fast, which is called the Rishonis, don't have all the chumras of the fast, the Yilad Malacha and all the things. The last fast gets all the chumras, Ben HaShmashas, Ben Boid Yoyim. So we're saying, Eini Ketanis Sibur, that Tisha B'Av is not like the first Tainis, like the last Tainis, and it has the Isser of Ben HaShemasha. So Taka fits if Rabbi Yechon is also the Tisha B'Av. Again, we'll recap. Rabbi Yechon said that Ben HaShemasha of Tisha B'Av is awesome. You have to stop eating already Ben HaShemasha. The kasha was, he said, Tisha B'Av is not like Tainis Sibur. So it's three pshat what it means. Either means it's not like Tainis Sibur, there's no Ne'ilim. Or it means not like Tainis Sibur, there's no 24 brachas. Or it means it's not like the first Tainis Sibur, which it doesn't have. The din of Ben HaShemasha is only like the last one. El Bachrenes Vosrua. Meisve, you tell me it's also Ben HaShemasha. And the answer to Kashmir Abrais that we had before. Ein Ben Tisha B'Av Yom Kippurim. El Shazeh Sveika Asa. Mezeh Sveika Yimutah. There's no difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Just this is Sveika Asa. Mezeh Sveika Yimutah. My Sveika Yimutah. Lav, the Ben HaShemasha. That Ben HaShemasha is Mutah. So you see Nalka Bechran and Rava. You see Ben HaShemasha is a Mutah. Which means fake asim kibber means that if you don't not sure, like Taisa says, if you're not sure which day it is, you have to keep two. Masha'inkin, Tisha B'Av, you only have to keep one. Break the Mara. Holochol dvarim zevad hashavim. Tell me, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the same. Legabe everything else, which means even legabe rechitza on one finger. You're not only to wash your finger in water on Tisha B'Av. Wash your finger. That means no iser. You could think that the iser rechitza is after the whole guf. What about one finger? Kamash v'lan, it's the same thing like Kippur. Even one finger is also to wash on Tisha B'Av. Meisvei ain't made Tisha B'Av l'tainis tzibur. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Tainis Tzibur. So that also b'siyas malacha. Is that muta b'siyas malacha? The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Tainis Tzibur is this is also b'siyas malacha. And this is muta b'siyas malacha. Makom shenagum. Halachol devreim. Everything else that was shavim. Il gabe Tainis Tzibur. By Tainis Tzibur, Tainis says in a brayso. Because amru also berchitza. Loi amru al kol gufay. Only a whole guf. Have a pun of the other rag loy. But the rag was no. There's no iser. Amra papa. So you see that. A little bit is not also. And we're saying that Tisha B'Av and Kippur are the same. That Tisha B'Av and Tainis Tzibur are the same. They're not the same. It was saying Tisha B'Av is also even one finger. Amra Papa, Tana, Kuli, Kuli, Tani. Anytime it's Ain Bain, it means that they don't have, that they have, there's no difference in the Kulas. Of course there are some Chumras less than Tisha B'Av have. It's saying in the Kulas there's no difference besides for doing Malacha. But of course they have Chumras, and the Chumra would be is that Tisha B'Av, you can't wash even one finger, but on a tiny Sibah of the rain, you could wash one finger.